Let's see. So next up, Virginia Olson from the Maine Lobstering Union.
Good afternoon. Nice to see so many new faces and some of our old faces as well. My name is Virginia Olson. I am a commercial lobsterman. I'm a fifth generation lobster fisherman, and I also work for District 4 of the IAM. I'm called a business rep and organizer, which equals the same as a director for the other organizations. One of the questions I get most often is, what is the difference between our organization, the Maine Lobstering Union, and the MLA? So basically, the Maine Lobstering Union is comprised of only licensed lobstermen and their sternmen. We belong to the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers. We're a national organization. We're comprised of about 600,000 active and retired members. We have members from Boeing to Harley-Davidson. If there is an issue for one member, then it's an issue for all of us. We believe that working people should exercise their rights cooperatively and economically for the benefit of all people. We're also affiliates with the AFL-CIO. So why a union in the lobster industry? The Machinists Union has been around for over 130 years. We didn't want to reinvent the wheel. We just wanted a new cog in the wheel for us. The IAM is a very strong machinist nonpartisan league in DC, and they have a phenomenal education system for anyone that's willing to learn. We have a school that is in Maryland. We send members down completely free of charge. We provide lodging, food, education, if it's a computer or software, or just teaching them how to come and advocate for their own industry. That is all covered by the union. The Maine Lobstering Union has approximately 200 members. That fluctuates depending on the time of year, whether they're a year-round fisherman or an inshore fisherman. Their dues are paid monthly while fishing. They have an unemployment stamp that they can use when they're not actively fishing. Members of Local 207 also own their own co-op, Lobster 207, making each and every member there also a dealer. So none of these have been easy issues for them. This has all been a challenge to undertake. It takes changing the mindset of a fisherman to being their own dealer and how to handle their product at times. And some of those conversations are difficult. Local 207 is dedicated to working with the 131st legislature, the department, and all the organizations to defend, secure, and protect our lobstermen, the fishery they protect, and in which their families and their communities, which rely on this fishery. I'll be here throughout the session whenever I'm needed. You will all have my contact information. If you have any questions, feel free at any time to reach out to me. As Marianne said, we're also a part of the litigations in DC with MLA and DMR. It is definitely a very difficult place for fishermen to be in right now, not knowing the future of their industry. We just got a six-year stay on the phased approach that they're taking. I spent 2 days in DC. One of the things that the union brings to the table is a network of members throughout the United States. So we were able to go to different senators and representatives in other states where we have a large concentration of members and bring those senators to the table in those discussions to support us. And that was a really good feeling to come out of there and know that we had people around the United States supporting us. So I guess that is kind of who we are, what we do, and be happy to answer any questions.
Go for it.
Heaven forbid you should not be asked a question, Jenny. You're like Savoir Faire. I'm dating myself on mice, but you're everywhere. Everywhere I go, there you are. And you have traveled far and wide on behalf of lobstermen. Your membership, I'm just curious, how many licensed lobstermen and women are there in the state of Maine, and what percentage would this translate to?
So for licensed lobstermen, we have this year, I'm not sure the new numbers, but we have under 5,000. So yeah. It's right. 4,500. Yep. So we only have 200 of those. So we're a small portion. We have not been around nearly as long as the other organizations have. We've only started in 2012.
I see.
So we're new organization to Maine.
Okay.
We began when there was an early shed of lobster in 2012. The waters were warm and the shedder season happened in the spring instead of July and August. It's kind of been moving later and later as climate change is affecting. So that was what started the conversation of start having a union.
Okay. And follow up, if I may, Madam Chair. We were down to Beals when we did the, I forget the term for a clam, a bivalve. Thank you. And certain temperatures, water temperatures, trigger shedding, mating, whatever it may be, and they artificially trigger that in the clams and the scallops and oysters. Has anybody talked about possibly lobster along those same lines doing anything?
Like a hatchery?
Yeah.
So we had a hatchery in Stonington for several years, and they stopped the hatchery. At that time, it was Penobscot East Resource Center. Holly will remember it. I wish we had more hatcheries, quite frankly. I think it would be a good thing to have. The state doesn't feel it's really a viable option, but I do think that they would be beneficial.
It's like 5 years for a egg to get to.
Yeah. And they found Brian Beal that the larger the container they put them in when they're at a small size, the quicker they grow.
I see.
So I think we didn't have that knowledge when we had the hatchery in Zone C. But once they got to an adult size, or not adult, but large enough to put out in the wild, they were put all over the place. So it wasn't just in Zone C that they placed them. But we've definitely had record landings in Zone C for years. So it couldn't hurt.
Something to consider.
Correct.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you.
Representative Dudera.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It's interesting that the Maine Lobstering Union is with, again, some employees that seem very, very different than kind of the solitary men and women who are out there fishing. So I'm wondering, what is your, and as you said, you've only got 200 members, you want to grow that. It's a very small percentage of the amount of fishermen that are out there. What is your biggest argument that you tell them to join the union?
For me, it is not the fact that they have their own co-op in Lobster 207. For me, it is the educational piece and the fact that they learn how to advocate for themselves. It is the solidarity that it brings within the union. I think that all members of the union stand up together with each other. And that solidarity is pretty special to feel once you've actually been in there and dealt with that. They're not alone. I have dealt with clams for years. We've had a wholesale retail shellfish business. It's the first thing I started with my husband almost 30 years ago. but I always came up here to advocate on shellfish issues originally, and I did it by myself. And then once I joined the union, I wasn't by myself anymore. I had a group of people that I could talk to about issues that would help prop me up, and I did for them. So when I say one issue is an issue for all of us, that is ultimately the core of that. There is a support like I have never felt. Several years, 2016, our boat sunk in the middle of the winter during scallop season. My husband was on it, and I had a board meeting the following day. I had to drive 3 hours. I went to a board meeting. everyone that fishes knows that fishing on an inshore fishing family this time of year, you don't have income. You learn how to budget. You put your money away in the summer. You pay your bills ahead for the winter. And I went to my meeting. I had to do my job. I was the recording secretary. You have to be there. And everyone there just engulfed me in support and in love. Everyone busted out their wallet to give me $100 bills around the table. That didn't happen in my hometown, but it happened with my brothers and sisters at the union, because I got calls from people outside of Portland wanting to drive to Stonington to come help me because they wanted to do anything they could to help. To me, that is a support system that you just don't have all the time. And that means something that's valuable.
Thanks.
That was great, Jenny. Thank you.
Thank you.